Schemen Tchame, mit Schem, wo es eben ein Gesel, die Gesel diene, und die Leifter, so mit Meile, die haben eine gute Executing. So der Ramban es, why, if so, why was Jacob Avinu angry? At Shimon Levi, and if because he was afraid, so on the contrary, at the end of his life, when he saw that nothing happened to them, why did he curse their anger? All apom kios the v'roshon kikokosho. So the Ramban says that Bnei Shem were addicted to all the teves, so they were chayev mise and mimele. But Yaakov Avinu was angry at him because the din was not mosel to them. On the contrary, he mentions Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi said that if that Israel after became to the dying, so he cannot say, I don't want to be involved, I'm afraid. But even after he came before the court, the judge says, you are tough people and I don't want to judge you. So why is Yaakov Avinu angry? So the answer is that the Rambam also agrees that Shimon Levi did not act right. But Shimon, the Rambam wants to explain that Chas v'Sholem, Shimon Levi are not Chotzer. Not Chotzer. Now, the Mendel Kasher in Tiroshlimo mentions a number of Rishonim who say that in Shem in those days they had the same system as in ancient Greece, where every judgment was decided by the citizens of the city. They had a city government. And here, he submitted to a plebiscite by the people of the city, and they all gave him their approval. So mainly, it's not the Shemotites. The Ramban is the Ramban. The Azrosans and Misosan only become Vasei, but not the Shemotites. The answer is, the Ramban would agree with those Rishonim that become Vasei. They gave them, they were all accomplices in the Gezel of Shem. But Yaakov Avinu was angry at them. It's not their business.
And how is it Kumbasei?
Kumbasei, the Kashade. They gave him the okay. It was submitted to a plebiscite.
Because they didn't call
him to
judge. Yeah, but Yaakov Avinu was angry because the mitzvah of dinim, there is an essential distinction between the mitzvah of Baal Torah Mikabecho by Israel. Yeah. So the Mechayev is Kapor.
Yeah.
But it's not to deter other people. But here Ibn Neach, the Rambam says that Ibn Neach are able to deter others from the same Avere and they don't exercise a penalty. So Yaakov Avinu felt that in those days, in that time, it wasn't necessary to meet out the maximum penalty. Nisei b'Neneach is the maximum penalty. But if the circumstances are such that no other penalty except Nisei would deter the other b'Neneach from the Avere, then the Amechuyev to meet out the maximum penalty. But in those days, maybe Makis Mardus, maybe monetary penalty would have been sufficient to deter the Bnei Shechem from that Avere. So Memele, Yaakov Avinu considered as Narzoyes. And the Rambam only explains that we shouldn't think that Shimon Levi or Chas v'Sholem Rotzchem. The Raya that the Misas Neneach is only maximum penalty, because even based on Chomet, the halacha is, even those, according to all the Rishonim, except the Rambam, even though they remain in the Avizore, so even though they have been in the Avizore all the years, now they are mikabel upon themselves. The Zaymis Neneach on the country is a gateshov, and we have to give him a home in Eretz Yisrael. Why? But the Chayiv Nisei.
Yeah.
The answer is the mechayev of misem neach is only to serve as a deterrent, not like Abi Yisrael, that they should have kapoy. So melee they are mikabel zayin nisach, so they are already deterred from the avirat. So melee they are not mechuyev to meet out what chotzim they are not. So melee, that's why Yaakov Avinu cursed the rat, and he said, O Rabum Kiroz, Vev Rosom Kikoshos. Now, Teisve says, Me'alek Mikoshof Aloch, Afol Grab Pikdi in Ayosik Revo, Rev Pisreyem Oyotle, O Yishemo, Higidlo, Rav Yudha Ben Seire, Shalei Olo Leregel. How is it that Rav Yudha Ben Seire is not here Leregel? Yishleima Shalei Olo Leregel. Now, so, in other words, how do you know that one who doesn't have Tarak in Eretz Yisrael, so he's potter from the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? It's the Mishnah Chagigah mentions all those who are potter from Aliyah L'Regel. It's not mentioned somebody who does not have Tarak in Eretz Yisrael. So the Yehuda says, because the Gemara says, V'yachmi d'ishe sarzecho. So that's a haftoche, that no one will take away his land in Eretz Yisrael. If, when he goes away to Yerushalayim for Aliyah L'Regel, so that means that only those who have karak in Eretz Yisrael are mechuyev in the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Now, what is that?
Who says the answer?
The Behude.
Not the
Behude. The Behude.
What does he say? What does he say?
That since the Torah says, Lo Yachmit Isha Sarzecho, and that's Haftoche, that no Jew who is in the regal has to be afraid that lest somebody will take away his land, so that means that who is Mechud, that when the Torah mentions in the Pasuk Sholish Ponim Vashono in Kisiso V'yachmid Yisrael, the Torah directs itself to those who have Karak in Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Ben Seire didn't have Karak in Eretz Yisrael.
Where does he say this?
What?
Where does the Rabbi Ben say this?
In the Chubas. So the Goyen says the same thing. It's not in the Be'er, but it's in Ma'is Rav, it's mentioned. The Goyim says there is a Rayom Mifreshes that Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire did not have Karak in Eretz Yisrael. Like this, if somebody is not a Ger, he certainly has the Ladam in Eretz Yisrael. The Goyim say that if somebody wants to appoint a Shliach HaShoy and he has no Karak, not even a Mashu, so he should bin Izaki in appointing the Shliach HaShoy and the Dalet Ames in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam is chelik in the Shluchim Shuti. The Rambam says two things. One, how do we know that he has Karak in Eretz Yisrael? So the Mishnah says maybe he's a descendant of Geri. And then it's not the Shusim. In other words, Gozor and Shai Shabalim, Shneim Yochel Hagish, and the emotion, there is a machlekes reshein. Some reshein say that any beshuse is only when our pidin is not beshuse. Like Gozel Mitalzel. Now the emotion in Shneim Ozen says that by Gozel Kakoye is if it's Yochel Yitzir B'dayonim, so then it can be makne. So most reshein Shneim Beses Mitzir say that Yochel Yitzir B'dayonim means if Alpidini can be made there. But suppose Alpidini can, but the Gazlan is a Gavral. So most Rishonim say he can be Makne. The Ramach says that if the Gavral is a Gavral, he cannot be Makne. He cannot be Makne. So that means
either way, over here, he can't get control of the land.
Yeah, so the Goyen says there is a Rayim Mefreshes that Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire did not have land in Eretz Yisrael, even though every Jew, if he's not a descendant of Geri, has Targum as a soil, because Gemara in Sanhedrin and Chelek says that the may seem that Yecheskel and Novi was Mechayim, was only Derech Moshe. Derech Moshe. In other words, the Marambuye was Mechayim. So, Omar Dred, Yudlem Psir al Raglo Roma, Loi Moshe Loyo, Ela Emes Oyo, Vani Mibnei Bneer, I am a descendant of the Mesim that Yecheskel and Novi was resurrected, and then all Eretz Yisrael, Vinosu Noshim, Vani Mibnei Bneer. So Mele, he couldn't have a Chilek Eretz Yisrael, because when a person dies, so then his Chilek Eretz Yisrael goes to his sons. And then, when he's resurrected, so there's no Chilek Eretz Yisrael, so Mele, he can buy a piece of land, but that's not considered Rishli Karak and Eretz Yisrael.
What does the Gemara then say again?
Omad! The Chachomim say that Meisim Shehachye Yecheskel Moshloy Bimaramvuye. They won't resurrect it. In other words, it's a Moshel to the Jewish people who are depressed and hopeless, that they shouldn't be hopeless, that the Jewish nation will yet be revived. Yeah, and they'll build the Bisamigdosh. So Omar Trabjudu and Seir al Raglo and Omar Loi Moshe Loyo Ela Emes Oyo Vaniv Mibnei Bneir. So those Mesim that died, so the Karke was taken, descended to their sons that they had, and then when they resurrected, they knew, they married Noshim and they had new sons. So Mele, the karke that they had belonged to the other sons, not to the new sons. So they could have bought karke, but that's like lichtiach karke, like a ger who buys karke. So he's potter of Aliyah being ill. Now, Spacer said, Ma'aliyah mikosopoli aval gavet dir Yosef Reivolei Reif Yisrael Moyot Le Oy Shemo Higit Loi Rabbi Yudim Seire Shaliyolo Leregol Yishlim Ashal Hoyo Le Karki Oy Zokin Hoyo Shin Yochel Halar Draglo Di Potamu Pesach Moimri. So the Yehuda also has the cash by Ligabi Leregol Bimore learns down from the posse. But Pesach, there is no Pesach. See, Yehuda says very simply. He says, of course, Lohirli Tarki is not a Ptur of Kom Pesach. And Zokinoyo and Yochel Haleich Biraglov is not a Ptur of Kom Pesach. It's a Ptur of Lil Rego. But Kom Pesach, there was another Ptur. Derech Rechik. Some Mele, Nitzivin, whether it was not soil or Chutz Loretz, was certainly Derech Rechaymo. So they are potter of Kom Pesach. But, so potter of Kom Pesach. But the question is, since they are Mechuyev to go to Yerushalayim, because of the Mitzvah of El Rego, some Mele Erech Pesach will be Yerushalayim, it won't be Derech Rechaymo. So because of that, since they are potter of the Mitzvah of El Rego, some Mele, they didn't have to be out of face in Yerushalayim. So Mele, they are potter of Kom Pesach because of Derech Rechaim.
So when the Rebbe here speaks about Aliyah the Rebbe, right?
Yes.
Can you mention again the pasuk you said there's a Haftarah?
Vayachmeid Ish Es Atzach.
Right. What does that have to do with Aliyah the Rebbe?
No. So it's Haftarah that no one will take away the land of those Aliyah the Rebbe. So that means that when the Torah says Sholish Pomim Bashono Yehoi Kos Rucho Es Pnei Adishem Lekecho, the Torah addresses itself to those who have learned Nas Yisrael, because the Torah gives them Haftoch.
If they do only the regular, they won't lose their land.
That's right. In Amnitzim and Chutz Loretz, in Mucha Bishifri, Farshay, I think we'll get here. Zorashiyah, I did not discuss the Inn of Machters as thoroughly as I discussed it the first time. So I stand corrected. So Miller, I want to mention what I said the first time. Now, you don't have to be afraid. Anything that I'm not discussing in the Chazor HaShul will not be on the Torah. What I would appreciate if next week I'll be able to give Shul Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So it's not a chevur one, but it's a reshus. So I would like to cover today and tomorrow the yonim about Achayes and Cheskas Boduk and so on, and then next week go over the sugya of Tudach Nefesh and skip everything else. All right, now. The Rashi mentions Machteres, so he mentioned the Halach that there are two kinds of Ganon. A Ganon for both Machteres, when there is an Undene, the people of Abai should stand up against him, the Ganon is ready to kill him. So then, the Ganon, the Abai, and anybody else has the right to kill him. Even though there is, as Tesis points out, and the Rambam points out, there is a difference between the Din Redif of Machteres and the Din Redif of Vei Mishialo. Because by the Din Redif of Vei Mishialo, so the Redif intends to do, to kill or to be honest, and therefore, no matter what. And the near death has no other option except to let himself be killed or let herself be raped. But the Machtere is, the Ganef has only intentions to kill the Abayis. The Abayis make in a position. What if the Abayis will tell him, go ahead, you want to take my money, go ahead. So then the Ganef has no intentions of killing him. So maybe if not for the special Zerasakosu of Machteres Himotzi Agano, so then he wouldn't have a right to kill him, because why should it be different than Yochel Atzile Bechav Nivo? And so he can give away the money. After all, if somebody goes, comes in just to take money without intentions to kill the Balabais, then the Balabais has no right to kill him. So even if he has intentions to kill him, in case the Barbarians will put up in a position they find, so he should let him take the money and not kill him. And not kill him. So there's a Tirzakos. Actually,
Tirzakos. First question, Sahem says that it would only be Rishus by the case of Montaris.
Mashinkin by a real lady. So then he's able to Sochisinecho, Rishamet on Amoyacho.
So the Zeta custom tells us that you're allowed to kill the Baba Machteres if he'll kill you?
Zeta, but it's not the nicest thing in the world.
It's not a chov, like it is by a in Mashiach.
By a real man. Now, Tazia says the Kashi. What?
You said it's
Axorius
also to the
Balabais?
I think so.
Rabbi did not let my grandmother scream when the Ganef came in Friday night to steal everything, because there was a priest of my father, so all the food was prepared, you know, at a Shabbos, you know, for the priest. So the Ganef...
The priest was on Shabbos?
What?
The priest was on Shabbos?
The priest was on Shabbos. So two Ganef came in, and... So my grandmother heard somebody coming in. Reb Chaim was asleep. So Reb Chaim woke up, and then he went out, and he saw two Ganavim. He knew that the two Ganavim, completely naked. Why did they decide to be naked? Kashav Ganavim. But they thought that that's a good strategy, that most people would be afraid. If we see naked people, especially women, in the Machlas Nias, so they won't put up a fight. So Then Chaim heard the Tudat Novi, a computer agent, my grandmother heard, so she wanted to scream. So my grandfather Chaim said to my brother, "Don't scream. Listen, let them take. They'll see that they are doing the wrong thing." So the mayor, he let them take, he didn't see anything. He walked away into the bedroom, and then he saw his Shabbos. The police had no sooner than they took away everything. But he saw his Shabbos, they returned everything.
Yeah?
Yeah, they returned. Nevertheless, it's an azorius, but he's not a Ritzach.
But Rabbi, by Yaakov Avinu, we see that he was even careful for the problem of time. So doesn't that show that a person should actually be careful for his money?
All right. A human life is more precious than a problem of time.
All she would have done was scream. She wouldn't have approached them or anything.
Yeah, but who knows? Maybe they would have run away, and maybe they would have thrown something. You know, a table, a chair, you know, and my mom, who knows what that would be. Even though the old-fashioned Ganovin was tzaddikim, relatively known to the Ganovin of today, in respect to criminals, you can also apply the Maim Chazal in the shaming Kimmach at first. Now let's see the Gemara. The Rafaim Beis on Dalet in Sanhedrin. Tana Rabon, Eilidon. So in Machteres, he wants a Rana Bukol Meis Eilidon. He's not a Rizer. In Zohol HaShemesh, Zohol HaShemesh means that it's Bor Kayei, that the Danet is not going to kill the Bor Bais. So then, yes, Lidam, so it's only done it, not really. Only done it, so Hashem is Shalom. If the Hashem is Shalom, the Fazo, the Limbor, the Hadobo, the Shemesh, Sheil is Shalom, Mimor, Hage, Bimlav al Tashi. So the Pshute, Shalom, Mimor is, if it's ready, the sun shone, there was light, so then you're not allowed to kill. But there is a machleket between the Rambam and the Raita. According to the Rambam, so it's not kipshute in Zohar HaShemesh. What it means, in Boch lo adobo kishemesh, Shein hoyage, like an ab who breaks into the home of the sun, so rach meyolav ala ben, so it's only so then is yesh l'damim, but whether he breaks in the daytime at noon or at night doesn't make any difference.
Which it is that the Rambam?
What is this Rambam? Let's see Rosh Rambam. His name. Ben Biyim Ben Belayl. Lomo Neva Machteres, Lifishet Derech, Rebakan Obi, Lobe Machteres Belayl. Ben Mai Tiro, Tiro Domi Shogane, Afo Pi, Shibualis Kimami, Lifishet Escose, Shimonat Palapais, Lifono, Mone Yagen. Nimna. Milichtei festaiti. Shenirali shaf of Pishetosh of Hachomi. In Zoch of Hashemesh, Derech Mosh, in Boh Hadobo, Keshemesh, Ribor Liske, in Koshes, half of Pish, in Yasin, in Chut, in Rashoye, in
Bayon.
ובאי מן רשוי לאוד שאין גנב בו באי אלוהים אין רשוי לאוד שאין גנב בו באי אלוהים יוכל להשמיט 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 שם מתברך והנה מסעתי פליגני כמו מגודו ולמי דרבו פלהוגי אלוהים בונה ברעי אוהי so in other words the Ravid says a new creation of Shuki and that's to the Kashi against the Rambam the Gemara only says a new creation of Shuki so there is a Medrash Lashon of Shtayim shall be Siagir so the Medrash says that it's always a mikolizim pshutei except two. One is uposus asimlo. Doesn't mean the bezin puts the simlo on the table chas v'shalom. It means if they have to verify, they have to produce evidence, and im zocho v'ashem. So in other words, the Medrash Lashon of Shtayim is like the Rambam. As a matter of fact, the Ravid is difficult. Anyway, it's not important because the machlokes isn't between the Rambam and the Ravid is in Yitzias. Whether Vayim Sotzu Zocho Vashemesh Bo Kalei or the Rambam says it doesn't make any difference. Bo Kashemesh is other evidence.
What's the Shittas Ravid? His Shittas is what? The Ravid holds what?
The Ravid holds the justice Aval Boab Nei is a Vadai that the Ganev doesn't intend to kill the Balabais. So any Ganev who comes in the daytime when people are likely to come in, so is also Boab Hashemesh that he's not going to kill. And the Ravid Shittas is that there's a Ravid Shittas. And the Rambam Shiti is not. So in other words, there is a machlekes in mitzias in the mundanim of the ganet, where the hayim there is a mundanim that is going to kill him or not.
But the rabbi says he will kill you during the day.
In the daytime.
The night he will. The nighttime you're allowed to kill him.
But
if you think
except
about them,
father or his devoted friend.
Yes.
All right. Now let's see the Gemara. Taiso, Tana Rabban, Eli Domin Zoch Hashem Shalom, Vichashem Shalom Kleina, Zoch Halibo Hadoro Kishemes, Shein Shalom Moch, Hagoy Hagay, Vilav Hotagay, Tanid, Zoch Hashem Shalom Domle, Vichashem Shalom Bilbazo, Halibo Hor Kashemes, Shayesh Shalom Moch Hotagay, Vilav Hagay, Kashis Tomasta, Loika. So now it's one member says that only if it's Baruch Sheini here, so you're not allowed to kill. And the other member says only if it's not Baruch that he's not going to hurt his stomach, he's allowed to kill. But if it's not Baruch, he's allowed to kill. So the Gemara says, stomach, loikash, can be all of them. Can be done all. Omara, hold your also your loyal machtarot the katilah. The barme Rav Chanina Bershir. So, Rav Chanina Bershir was not the father of Rav, but he was such a good person, such a tzaddik, that it seemed possible that he should kill. Even, let's say, if Rav Chanina Bershir becomes a burglar, so he should be a yeser. But still, even if he's yeser, that was all. And becomes a Danik, but he cannot change himself completely. My time, he'll aim at Mishin Tzadiku, or Gosmachtate, El Mishin, Kongwe Bigabaye, Tim Rachem Olai, Tirachem Ovalade. Tonar Abon, Domin Lay, Bain Bechel, Bain Bishabas. Ainly Domin, Bain Bechel, Bain Bishabas. Bish Lame, Ainly Domin, Bain Bechel, Bishabas. Why do we need a special Zerzakosu that he's allowed to kill him on Shabbos? He's allowed to kill him and be the Rabbi Sanitzirche al Haskam Lechamo that he should be allowed to kill him and be the Rabbi Sanitzirche. So it's solved by the Ham and me the Habe, our best for the Shabbos to Katrin or Kolmash to only Katrin. That has to be explained. In other words, there is a lot that the power is the homeless visitor, being a shock. Now that love is not more homo than one of the Tesla laws. The love is about the homeless visitor, and according to the Rambam, it applies not only to slaves, but to any initiative malchus. And all the posts can say you're not allowed me to rise to arrest the first, the junior. Let's say he's a criminal, and the police finds him. On Shabbos, is not allowed to arrest him. And even though the purpose is not to be managed, but to deter, to save other people from neighbors, you're not allowed to arrest him. So that couldn't be more humble than Lamedesim Lachas. So it has to be explained. Why do we have to need a special Zerasakos of Eli Domin Bein Bechel Bein Shabbos without a special Zerasakos? Since it's Deiche Ritziche, so it's certainly Pech Nefesh, it's Deiche Ritziche, even though generally it's Yorba Yaver, but here we don't say by Chosis, because the Nefesh of the Mirde is more precious than the Nefesh of the Rehu. So, why should it be forbidden to kill my Shabbos? Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Dom Lei Losh Rabbi, it doesn't say Dom Lei, the Locha Soleiman, the Bein Bechel, Bein Bishabbos, also the Ben Lahagis of Machteras, Shali, Kuali, Skin of Osh. Only Domin, Losharavi, Tirsi, Gabinish, Dalmel, Roch, Osolima, Eli Domi, Lui Bechel, Lui Bishabes, Lode, Hauge Besden, Bishabes, Lukatino, Tiramunus, Ferkehot, Nemomres, Nisibawa, Ish, Lachonis, Visech, Komashvalon, the Katlino, Iman Shabes, Mishim Pach Nefesh, the High. Then the Gemara asks, "El don leib in the chel b'shabes, hash the chel katlina lei, is it regular gane b'shabes me boy? Omarav sheishes, lo yitzbuche, el patiach ol sadam." There is a tshuvah. I heard it from Ravuta's chenova. The Talmidim in Slavotke had a shaila. Whether some Talmidim in Slavotki many years ago said that if somebody is in Chal Shabbos, so then his Pekach Nefesh is not the Yechal Shabbos. Why? So they said it's the longest, not just with Kanois. Today people would say just Kanois, just like that. But they said it's the longest. The only Heter is Chal of Shabbos Rachot. But he's in Chal Shabbos anyway. So what is the Teretz? The Teretz is the sum of one of the reasons as to why Pekach Nefesh is the Yechal Shabbos. But the main reason is V'chai Ben Olish Yomuzben. And then the Miri Yume explains Chalil of Kiyasikash according to Rabbi Shmuel that the Heter of Pekach Nefesh is the Yechal Shabbos is because Chalil of Shabbos Echad, Kishish Me Shabbos is Harvey, so why is Chaisho Dech? Chaisho means he will not live till the next Shabbos anyway, but to prolong his life for another few minutes. So it's not Chayach. So the Miri is the Teretz, because in the 5 minutes or in 1 minute, in 1 second, he can be Har B'Shuvah. So you get Kapore for all the Averas that he did. So that's Shish Mashabos is Harbin.
Mafreya? Or be like,
what? Kamhaba or Mafreya? If it's Shubin Yire, so it's Kamhaba. But if it's Shubin Habe, it's the Mafreya. What's the difference? So then I said,
what did.
What did the
Shiloh?
The Talmud think?
So that
Rabbi
Simcha.
They knew the other
so said, that's Gemara Mefarashes in Sanhedrin. So then they became quiet. So, with Akir of Sagal, in Kishir Chaitir, no follow of Agal, Mifakino, he had a wild skinifoshes. Agal in wild skinifoshes. Kim the Nipple Hogi, the Yasoye, Gavri Taylor, Mishastir. So the question is, why does Kashi say that? Rashi says only Domim Loi Bebechel B'Shabes. If he's born only on Monday, so we are allowed and we are Mechuyev to Mechal Shabes. But if he's born with Hoshes, then it's the Josakosov tells us Domim Loi Bebechel B'Shabes Kishalei Baal Yisknif Hoshes. But Kishibal is Kinefoshes, so then the Shabbos we are not allowed to Mechalel in order to Masli. Why? Because they have Tehillim. Why? Many Achreim has the Kashi. Why do they have to Zohar? Because they have Tehillim. If I'm allowed to kill him, so there is certainly no mitzvah at all. And so why does Kashi have to resort to the fact that he's a Gav Tehillim? The answer is, from this Rashi we see that the din that Pekach Nefesh is Dichai Palat HaYikule, it's not a mitzvah Pekach Nefesh is Dichai. Even when there is no mitzvah, the mitzias of Pekach Nefesh is Dichai Shabbos, is Dichai Palat HaYikule. And there is a raya from Tesis in the mitzvah in Amkabel, Daf Kufyud Alev, there the Gemara said that Chavel Vachone met Leon with a cross. So he said to him, "Will I kill him? Because Pinchas saw Leon." Pinchas or Eliyahu. So Tosfos says the Kashe, if Eliyahu is Pinchas, he was a Kohen, how was he Mechaye the Ben Asafatis? He was Mitamei himself to the Ben Asafatis. He was a Kohen, he was not allowed. So Tosfos is a Teres, Kidn Sheyodal Piyadibo, that he is able to resurrect him, so he's Pidach Nefesh, and he's there a God's echo. But the mitzvah of Samtam Racho does not imply that if a tzaddik Novi has the keach to resurrect people, that he's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to resurrect him. The mitzvah of Samtam Racho is as long as he's living. But the moment he dies, there is no mitzvah of Mishavdol on Racho.
Where's the first Rashi? Gaffer Bak Telehu?
What? That's right here. That's Fine Base.
Fine Base?
Right here. Yeah.
The Rashi says what? Gaffer Bak Telehu and therefore?
So therefore, the Balabais is not allowed to Mechal Shabbos to save the Ganef while he was taken Machteres, a Gal Shalabon fell.
And it's a riot that why? You don't, why is it a riot that you don't need the mitzvah people?
But why do you need a special dress? Because of the other tailor. Without Gamet Taylor, since you're allowed to kill him, you are certainly not Mechuyev to hassle him.
So Teres is because even without a mitzvah Pikuach Nefesh,
right,
you still have to help him out.
That's right.
So it's more because of Gamet Bak Taylor.
Because of that, from the body.
Wait, but can you finish the rhyme from the Tosfos with Pinchas and
Eliyahu? So this is the question. If Eliyahu was a Pinchas, he was a Kohen, how was he allowed to return himself to the Ben Asafatis to be selected? So he says, since he knew beyond that he is able to resurrect him, so merely Spikach Nefesh. So it's there that he is of the Maskeel. But if the mitzvah of Hatzos and Tosfos is there that he is, there is no mitzvah to Mechayim Meis. Only as long as a person is living. So there is a mitzvah of the Shana Zangra.
What did you say? This was Kufir Aleph, Bar Mitzvah Kufir Aleph?
Kufir Aleph. Maybe confused, listen, I can't say.
Well,
Mitzir. Hamkabel, at the end of Hamkabel.
Can't you look it up right now?
Okay, you know. Can't you look it up? You think I am, you know, a regular person? Kuf Yudalet, you see, I made a mistake. Adam Toye Begimu Shoyes, Hey Shoyes, and Adam Toye Begimu Dalet. That Kuf Yudalet, Amud Bein. Tanya, so you know what I said. All right, anyway, that's a long phrase, as you see. Kuf Yudalet, Amud Bein. Anyway, so it's a raya to Rashi. Because of Gavak Tele, the Primigotim of the Shabbos says that if somebody was living a Kimei Lari, but Sanhedrin, for some reason, Kimei Lashabbos, and the Sanhedrin, for some reason, were not able to execute him. And now it's Shabbos, and it's the Be'er Mano. So one is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save him, even though Chayisho is there. What is a Gavak Tehillah? If you have this guy, you see, could Raya from Rashi Sanhedrin. The Mishneh Berurah is Chelekan. The Mishneh Berurah says, all that Rashi says is, if he's Gavak Tehillah because of his wishes. But here, suppose he was with Martina in the Bichuve, so he's not a Roshe. Not, I don't understand anything. Why should there be a difference? Gavatele is a Gavatele. It's a Chalei Shem Gavatele. Now that doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom. I saw one Mechaber mentioned it, but it's pure nonsense that if you treife, is the Be'er no, or you're not allowed to Mechal Shabbos to say because Gavatele, that's a different kind of a Gavatele. It's not a Gavatele.
Is that the Din Chayesha then to say? Mm-hmm. Would that be the Din Chayesha to say the treifa?
Oh, sure. Chayesha. Now, we have to proceed with the Amor. So, you see, I stand corrected. You are afraid to remind me.
Yeah, but when you read the Gemara over here, you also, you didn't spell out the